This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Says the Lord. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and verse 12. And we have it on our screen. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12, where we find these words which are recorded. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Amen. I want to use our topic this morning, understanding the consequences of God's word. Understanding the consequences of God's word. There are consequences. When God makes a statement, he knows exactly why and for what reason. But many of us are here this morning. We are here as in our age bracket, are products of what is called the baby boomers era. And because of that, our language and our words are completely different from the millennial generation, as well as the generation that is called Z, and some have said X. So I had to ask our grandson, what's the difference between those generations? And he said, it's your age. Your age places you and I in a different generation. My brothers and sisters, words that we use in the baby boomer generation are now completely, totally different today. Yes. I used to say, that's cool. And I don't know what they say now. Maybe it's fresh, alive. But the meaning is similar, but the words are different. And so the way we spoke in the day is different from the way our children speak. Better still, the way our children think today is completely different from the way we think. And that's one of the reasons why we as parents are told to train up our children. Because if the training doesn't come from the parents, it will come from the street. And if it comes from the streets, the street will not have any inkling or say anything good about the religious body or even the Lord.
That's right.
And that's why so many of our children are lost today. And it pains me to know that maybe we have not done our job.
Yeah.
Maybe prosperity has ruined a generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope you get my point.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we didn't have much, we were so close and the
right.
church was packed.
Right.
But now that we got so much, the church is a secondary thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me get to the word. My brothers and sisters, our words have consequences. And when our words are misrepresented or deliberately distorted, they can cause harm and lack of trust in our government, our police department, and even our utility company. How many times have you looked at your bill and said, I don't believe this? Words have consequences. Our words can be used to help, or our words can be used to hurt others. I want to ask a series of questions this morning. How do we know when God is speaking to us? How do we know? And what evidence do you have to verify that it is Him? And how would you share with others what God is revealing to you? Not long ago, I shared some things that God was revealing to me, and they said, Pastor, you've been watching too many science fiction movies. But you know, that was kind of a compliment in a way, because we are unusually different, because what God revealed to us in the physical realm, He has already established it and declared it in the spiritual realm.
Yeah.
So when a man of God gets something that is spiritual, it is left up to us to reverse it and share it to you and I in the physical realm.
Yeah.
You will get this because God is a spirit. And that stuff that's in the spiritual realm is alive and remain. And then God will release it down to the physical realm so that you and I can see Him. God is a spirit. Jesus was the Word. You don't see words, but you see Him. And the Word became flesh. That's physical. So what was once spiritual is now physical. What you see come out of me is spiritual, but when it manifests itself, it will be physical. That's what God is trying to share with the house today. I'm taking you to school. The truth of the matter, Antioch, all of us should have the ability to hear God. Here's why. God gave the world something spiritual. And that spirit that we speak of and that spirit that we understand speaks to our inner man. We don't just get things. Things just don't happen. God is speaking to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has an internal work to do on the inside of us to stop us from going places, doing things that we know we should not be doing. God has the Holy Spirit designed specifically to indwell within the believer so that you and I would do what God has called us to do. But God said, I will not violate your free will. In the Old Testament, we see God speaking directly to man. And there was a direct line of communication between man and God. One can only imagine what it was like when the first sound of communication was spoken. When God speaks, stuff happens. When God speaks, mountains shake. When God speaks, everything reacts to whatever he is saying. What we know is when God spoke, everything reacted to the spoken word. And the reason is God's word has power. Some have said in the original language, dunamis power. That word dunamis can imply explosive, where we get the word dynamite. Write that down, preachers. You'll need that later. You get an explosive, it explodes out. So when God speaks dunamis, it explodes. That's the God that we serve. God has power. In Genesis, when God spoke to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, his words had power. All-knowing power and all-concerning power. It was God who was concerned about what they had done. Now, God is omniscient, meaning he knows all things, but he is also omnipresent. He's right here, right now. And so when they did it, God was concerned about what they had done. Adam, where are you? Hiding. And because of their action, and you know the story, because of their action, God pronounced a penalty or a judgment for what they had done. For there were consequences for their disobedience. God's word has consequences. Today, this generation, there is a generation that don't even care. So many people, and I got to get on this just for a little while. So many people are saying, you can't tell me what to do. I have a right not to take this shot. I have a right not to wear this mask. It is absolutely barbaric and it's immature, and people ought to know better. And I hope it goes out over the radio. Almost 700,000 people have died, and we're still saying, you can't tell me what to do. What if we said, just go over there and die? Then they'd be mad that we said it. But we're trying to help them and their family and protect us as well. My brothers and sisters, when we see what God was doing to Adam and Eve, we see that all of the things that they had done was a part of a bigger picture. God was moving on their behalf because something would ultimately happen. They ate of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. And it tells us that God had already said that the day that they eat of it, they would surely die. And the moment they disobeyed God, their life, which was designed to live forever, now started a physical clock with death. They would surely die. Man wasn't born to die. Man was born to live. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. That's living. So man, the original man, Adam, was never born to die. God placed him here to have dominion over this world. And had he just obeyed God, he would have still been over what God had placed him. He did say, I'm giving you power and authority and dominion over the things that he created. Man began the physical clock with death. Because sin causes a separation from God and the penalty of death. Adam and Eve, now knowing their condition, began to sow some leaves together to cover themselves. But the leaves only covered their exposure, but it could not cover their sin. Adam and Eve could no longer walk with God, for they were hiding from God. Innocent. We see they had lost their state of innocence. So the leaves temporarily covered them, but their situation now was permanent with God. God said something had to die. That the day ye eat of the tree of knowledge, you will surely die. Something had to die. Their sin had to be atoned.